The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or concealed, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away.
Took a week off last week, first week since the virus descended on the country in March, and it was great. I want to thank Kurt Schlichter and Mark Davis and Bob Franz for everybody doing what they did so well all last week. And I just have to tell you, the most important headline of the day, of course, the most important headline of the day, I think we can all agree that the Browns going 10-4 and beating the Giants last night clearly should be leading the newscasts on the networks, because the Cleveland Browns are going back to the playoffs. Well, not quite. Disaster could still strike, but we are playing the Jets next week. And so the Browns are in the playoffs, and the Senate and the House have agreed on a $900 billion relief package, $600 checks to every individual making $75,000 or less in the United States, small business relief that will reach far and wide across the United States, an extraordinary amount of unemployment insurance extended. I do not know what it's going to do to the markets, but I will go and look and see what it's going to do to the markets, because Dwayne just took over my computer again, and I can't. And what are you doing, Dwayne? Taking over my computer, and you must be hearing what I'm hearing.
I'm trying to fix stuff.
Yeah, you're fixing stuff in the studio, because there's a little feedback in the studio this morning. But I am a little bit surprised by the activity in the market today. I thought we would have a big day. I thought everything would be rosy and wonderful. And it doesn't look that way. At least it doesn't look that way abroad. And this is brought to you by Birch Gold, by the way. You still have time. If you want to buy a Christmas present for your son or your daughter or your grandchildren that really lasts, go to Birch Gold by HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That's the best present given the inflationary environment into which we are going to head. I mean, we have now spent about $4 trillion in money that we didn't have last year, so we printed it. Basically, that's what you do. And it's important. We've got to get people back to work. We got to beat the virus. So another trillion around here and trillion there. It's necessary. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. In fact, it's a once-in-every-two-lifetime event, the virus. And we're going to beat it. The vaccines are rolling out all over the United States. Moderna was approved last week. I'm sure Kurt and Bob and Mark told you all about that. And tiny little glitches, but they had more than 150,000 people vaccinated by yesterday. And it's rolling out more than, well, let me see. We've got a quote on how much it's rolling out today. This is Monsef Slouy talking to Jake Tapper yesterday, cut number 13.
Well, let me first acknowledge, indeed, the leadership of General Perna. We co-lead this operation. We work every day together. He is an exceptional leader, absolutely. And I think he's been brave to take this on him personally. We all made the error or mistake of assuming that vaccine that's actually produced and being released is already available for shipment, when in fact there is a 2 days lag between the time at which we generate a lot of data that shows this vaccine vial is actually safe and right, and the time we can ship it. The FDA has to receive certain documentation, and that's really where that lag period has resulted in differences in between what was in the plan and what was actually done. I think we have addressed that. We will optimize every day what we're doing. We now are clear that we will be shipping 5.9 million doses of the Moderna vaccine and 2 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine on Monday, and that's what will happen. And we are increasing the level of communication with the governors in order to make sure that, you know, there are no mistakes that happen or miscommunication. We will work and learn from our mistakes every day, and our focus is to make sure we get American people as many vaccine doses as are produced. Now, I do want to say, Jake, that I explained this a few times. Manufacturing vaccines at very large scale is a very complex process. We are doing, the companies, Moderna and Pfizer, and later on Janssen's and AstraZeneca, are doing everything possible to make sure we everything happens as per plan. But I do want to make clear to everybody that this is not making watches. This is making living things, or at least involving living things in the way we produce vaccines, and we don't control everything 100%. And unless it's perfectly right, we will not release vaccine doses for usage. And sometimes there could be small hiccups. There have been none, actually, in manufacturing now. The hiccup was more into the planning.
Did you notice what he said there? There was a paperwork problem at the FDA, a paperwork problem. Even after, this is bureaucracy, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the FDA does things the way the FDA does, and they've changed a lot. President Trump has changed a lot. The Operation Warp Speed has changed a lot. And then they forget to change the last thing. And I just, in my mind, I have some old bureaucrat with a clipboard somewhere. Could be a he or she. And just sitting in a room saying, I'm not shipping this vaccine. What do you think? This is the FDA. We don't do that. And just shaking my head. He went on to say something very reassuring, because there was a story yesterday that a new variant is appearing of the vaccine around the world, particularly in the United Kingdom. And Dr. Slewy said this to Jake Tapper, Cut 14.
So we don't know yet. We are, of course, particularly at the NIH and the CDC, looking very carefully into this. Many, many strains of the virus are sequenced all the time. This virus is what's called an RNA virus. This is an approach to being a virus that is prone to more mistakes in the way the RNA is made than when it's a DNA virus, and therefore there will be variants. The key is that the spike protein requires really very, very specific three-dimensional structure that makes it hard for it to mutate too much. So up to now, I don't think there has been a single variant that would be resistant to the vaccine. We can't exclude it, but it's not there now. And this particular variant in the UK, I think is very unlikely to have escaped the vaccine immunity.
Okay. That is a great relief when I read that, because that's the biggest danger. And everyone knows that if they've read the great influenza from 1918, viruses mutate. It got far more deadly over the summer of 1918 than it was in the fall. That does not appear to have happened. That's good news. There's a new PSA, and I'll be talking to Governor Christie about this later as well. Here's Chris Christie, who himself was knocking on heaven's door because of COVID. Cut number 15.
This message isn't for everyone. It's for all those people who refuse to wear a mask. You know, lying in isolation in ICU for 7 days, I thought about how wrong I was to remove my mask at the White House. Today, I think about how wrong it is to let mask wearing divide us, especially as we now know you're twice as likely to get COVID-19 if you don't wear a mask. Because if you don't do the right thing, we could all end up on the wrong side of history. Please wear a mask.
That's Chris Christie, and that's heartfelt. I really appreciate that. And I want to play one more thing from Tony Fauci on CNN. This was an important announcement by Dr. Fauci yesterday, cut number 16.
Elmer's friend has a question about Santa Claus.
How did Santa get the vaccine? And is it safe for him to go in the house?
How can Santa Claus safely give out presents with COVID-19 spreading everywhere? How can he do it?
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus season? What if he can't go to anyone's house or near his reindeer?
Well, I have to say I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset. So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity and he is good to go. He can come down the chimney. He can leave the presents. He can leave and you have nothing to worry about. Santa Claus is good to go.
That is the key thing for everyone to know. Good to go for Santa Claus. When we come back, we'll update you on that market situation brought to you by Birch Gold. And I may talk a little bit more about the Cleveland Browns, who are 10-4. Not many of you know this, but the Cleveland Browns haven't been 10-4. They haven't started 10-4 since 1994. They haven't had 10 wins since 2004. So this has been kind of a long wait. And we're kind of happy in WHK land and in Columbus and all over the state of Ohio. And indeed, if you're a real football fan, you've been rooting for the Browns all these years. So that's a big deal. I'll be right back, America, on this December the 21st edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. Oh, come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt, December 21st. I'm back in studio. Thanks again to Mark Davis out of Dallas and our friend Bob Franz out of Cleveland. Of course, the one and only Colonel Kurt was in 3 times last week. I took a week off, first time off. That's the longest I've gone on the radio without a week off in 30 years, from March until last week. And that's not really the way you're supposed to do this because it's not good on the voice and not good on the overall delivery. You need to rest occasionally. And so that was wonderful. That was terrific. And thanks to them. Now, the Congress passed a big bill last night. This report is brought to you by Birch Gold. And you can go to Birch Gold right now by going over to HughGold.com. Buy some gold for your kids for Christmas. Buy a Krugerrand or a Maple Leaf. Better yet, the American Eagle for your grandson. They can't spend it. They have to save it, and it will be, it's just an absolute lock against losing it and having inflation. I suppose you could lose it. You would be kind of a dummy if you lost it, but you can't spend it. You can't walk into the 7-Eleven and buy some comic books and a Slurpee for a Maple Leaf. And today, the price of gold is at $1,878, $1,877. And so if you go to HughGold.com and you text my name, Hugh, to 474747, you have time to do that before Christmas. I'll also tell you as well, they'll throw in some silver for the stockings. That they can play around with. They can flip. They can. That's a $8 or $10 silver dollar. And a bit of ounce of silver. I don't know how they send it to you, but it's a little stocking stuffer as well. Go and do that. But I'll tell you, I expected different. This is why I'm not a financial analyst. You know, buy on the rumor, sell on the news. Well, Congress agreed to $900 billion yesterday. In fact, Mitch McConnell said this on the Senate floor last night, cut number 12.
We can finally report what our nation has needed to hear for a very long time. More help is on the way. Moments ago, in consultation with our committees, the four leaders of the Senate and the House finalized an agreement. There will be another major rescue package for the American people. As our citizens continue battling this coronavirus, this holiday season, they will not be fighting alone.
They will not be fighting alone. They're going to be fighting with new checks, new assistance, new loan programs. Small businesses will be able to keep their employees, not lay off any more people. Some will be able to reopen. But overseas, the England index is down almost 3%, and in Germany it's down 3.5%. Now, that's got nothing to do with our stimulus package. That's got to do with the fact that the virus has exploded across Europe. And this goes to what I've been saying since December of last year. You can't really defend against a virus. You can slow it down, but it is the invisible enemy. It does go everywhere. It gets around everything. And there's a new variant in the UK, which is even more contagious. Stat.com put out a story on the medical effects of the virus yesterday. Very interesting. As I told you, we have the official toxicologist of the Hewitt Show sent me this. Said, read all this. And the number of variants of this is, you really don't want to get it. And Chris Christie's right. You should be wearing a mask. But the economic effects will be mitigated, and the virus will be blunted, and the 6 million to 8 million doses that are going out the door today are going to get all of our frontline workers and many of our senior care residents vaccinated, at least for the first round, and we'll begin to turn the tide here on this disease. And we already have. It's already begun to turn the tide. That is just terrific news. Let me also remind you, if you are in Georgia, go and vote today, because Chuck Schumer said this, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Not so fast, Georgia. I know what the polls say, that Raphael Warnock is way too radical for Georgia, but you can't believe these polls. It says John Ossoff is disappearing like the phantom he is. You can't believe it. Get out there and vote for David Perdue. Get out there and vote for Kelly Loeffler, and do it today. Find an early voting place. Go vote in person today, Georgia. Do not let the Senate shift to the control of Chuck Schumer. What a disaster that would be. What a disaster that would be. Get out and vote, Peach State. Get out there and do it. I'll be right back, America, on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thanks so much for listening this morning on the 21st day of December 2021. I'm doing my angel tree. We're in the final stretch here, right? In just 4 days, we are in Christmas. I want to urge my angel tree campaign to bless more of the 2.7 million children who have a mom or dad in prison. It's one of the most impactful programs Angel Tree is anywhere. Salem Radio Network caller named Tim, he phoned to say that he acted as a foster father for the daughter of a relative who was incarcerated. Tim said the holidays are always tough.
But during the time he was in prison, his daughter would look forward every year to a Christmas present under the tree provided by Angel Tree Campaign. And every year while he was incarcerated, he had a gift under the tree. I can't tell you what that means for that little girl and how it made her feel to have just something under the tree from him expressing his feelings.
That is, I mean, that's the whole program. I want to play that again. This is why we ask you to make your best gift to Angel Tree. And the way to do it is to go to HughHewitt.com, go to the very top, let it load. You will see the Angel Tree banner. Thousands of you have stepped up. Thank you. But here's Tim talking about he took in his niece or his nephew. I can't remember. And while dad was in prison, Angel Tree made the connection.
But during the time he was in prison, his daughter would look forward every year to a Christmas present under the tree provided by Angel Tree Campaign. And every year while he was incarcerated, he had a gift under the tree. I can't tell you what that means for that little girl and how it made her feel to have just something under the tree from him expressing his feelings.
Now, you can do that, and I appreciate so much that you are doing that. Now, let me go to the bill that was passed last night. As you heard Mitch McConnell earlier today, last night they agreed to $900 million. What's in that? First of all, you're going to get $600 direct deposited if you make under $75,000 a year as an individual, or a couple making under $150,000, if you're a couple making under $150,000, you'll get $1,200. If you have dependent children, they get $600 for each child. So if you got a family of five, you're going to get $3,000. I believe that's what it said. That's what the New York Times says, at least. And it was direct deposited last time. If you got it direct deposited, you'll get it this time. If not, you'll get a tax credit, the recovery rebate credit on your taxes for next year. You will not get it if the child in your household is 17 or older. So if they're a senior in high school, you will not get that $600. I think they are eligible for it, but I don't know that for sure. Unemployment benefits are going to be juiced by $300 a week. That's going to go on for another 13 weeks. People who can't find a job, whose restaurant is closed, that sort of thing, that's in there. There will be small business loans. PPP is back. If you got PPP in the spring, you'll get it. They expanded it to more kinds of companies. I read a long list of the kinds of companies yesterday, including news companies, including bus companies, including performance venues, people who are dependent upon live admission, not-for-profits, museums, things like that. Pell Grants got more generous. The free application for federal student aid got more generous. The loan moratorium, not the loan, but the rent moratorium, has been extended on renter evictions through January 31. You can't be thrown out. Now, this is causing extraordinary difficulties in the markets out there for rental. And so people are not leaving. They're not moving. They're not changing. They're not paying, even if they could. Because, you know, people maximize economic beneficiary, even if they're not lost their job, they're not moving. And so you see the rental markets in major cities just totally upside down because people aren't moving and there's a lot of empty space out there. But homeowners on the verge of foreclosure, if you got a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac, call our friends at Sierra Pacific, 888-888-1172. Find out what's in it for you. There's a lot in this bill, and it will juice the markets. And that is great. It will juice the economy, is what I meant to say, is that they will get people back to work, or it will keep payrolls where they are, even if those businesses are not fully functioning. You know, in various parts around the country where the virus is galloping, like in California, and I mean galloping, they went from a lot of ICU capacity in my old home of Orange County to none in 4 days. Now, that doesn't mean people aren't being treated and you still go to the hospital if you're sick. Indeed, my friend Dave Zavagno likes to say you've got to go to the hospital if you've got virus symptoms. And some of you will get erythromycosis and others will get a variety of new therapies that have been developed, and they'll put you on the watch list. They'll know what to do. So it's a very promising time. The holiday is brighter than ever. The rollout of this vaccine is just massive, and it will blunt healthcare workers. I saw a bunch of pictures. I retweet everyone getting the vaccine. There, you should get the vaccine. I know some of you say, I don't know, I'm going to wait and see the data. No, go get the vaccine. It is safe. It is proven effective. It is proven. You might get some soreness in your arm. Exceptionally rare, really, really rare, worse reactions than that. A fever or a day of unpleasantness. People bounce back from it like every other vaccine. Some people get a little bit more and a little bit less, but it is very, very safe. The official toxicologist of the UUHO said, yes, go immediately. Because I stay in touch. I read all this stuff. I've been following this. I wish they gave Pulitzer Prizes for vaccine coverage because I think Dwayne would win one. We've been all over this from the beginning, from when it was in China. You know what the media is failing to do, by the way? The media says the virus is back in China. They've got 36 cases. You know, the virus is everywhere in China. When people, it's reported cases. They're just lying to you. And there are parts of the third world. The United States does not lead the world in virus cases. The United States leads the world in reported virus cases. Some people lack the healthcare infrastructure. Peru, Ecuador, to report. And then some governments simply lie. You think North Korea is telling you how many people in North Korea have this virus? You think so? I don't think so. I know not. 1-800-520-1234. Open up those phones. Are you happy with Congress? Now, at the last minute, Pat Toomey, great senator from Pennsylvania, stepped up and said, What the Federal Reserve did in March may have been necessary, but it was without legal precedent. It had never been done before. They stepped in, and in a replay of 2008, they invented things. Toomey didn't like what they invented. He's chairman of banking. So he and Chuck Schumer sat down and hammered out, with Tom Cotton's support and Mitch McConnell's complete backing, some assurances that the Fed can only act. We don't want an independent money printer out there. We just don't want someone who can become the czar of the economy absent congressional assent. Congress can move very, very fast. But we are a government of three branches, and one of them is not the Federal Reserve. And so Pat Toomey insisted, and he received the right to say, we have the authority in Congress to decide whether or not. Now, that would not have happened. That's a protection that would not have happened if either John Ossoff or Raphael Zornick, Warnick would have won their runoff. They didn't. And as a result, on January 5, there will be the final day of voting. But I want to stress to you right now, voting is underway in Georgia. And we know what Chuck Schumer wants both those races, because then he becomes Mitch McConnell. He becomes the leader of the Senate. And that's why he said on the election day, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah! I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
So if you're an early voter in Georgia, call me at 1-800-520-1234. I want to know that you get out there and vote. I want to know how early it is. Go in person. In person. I know absentees work. We're watching them close, but go in person. And you got to stop Ossoff. Ossoff is so left-wing, he's threatening people. Cut number two.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough, absolutely enough, of what we are getting from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers right now.
So you want to send him to the Senate. Joe McCarthy in a 30-year-old's body with no resume except Chinese Communist Party money from the films that he, quote, made. Raphael Warnick, though, if you think Ossoff is bad, Raphael Warnick is to the left of John. He is a radical. Now, they have objected to that term. The Warnick campaign and an association of African-American churches in Georgia say that is racist. I'm sorry. He's a radical. Radical is not a term of color. Radical is a term of politics. And Raphael Warnick is a radical. Cut number three.
And if it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display this season. How is it that you can insult everybody? All Muslims, something other than children of God? Call Mexicans murderers and rapists, insult the disabled. How is it you can insult everybody, but then one weekend somebody discovers in the recording that you insult those whose daughters and wives look like those who have been supporting you, and then all of a sudden we can't take it anymore. Repent for the worship of whiteness.
Repent for the worship of whiteness. Now, when Raphael Warnick made that sermon right before the 2016 election, I doubted he was going to be thinking of himself as a Senate candidate. But all those sermons, they posted them online. And I'm glad that Christians run for office. I'm glad we had Father Drynan, a Catholic, and he's a liberal Catholic, from lefty Catholic from Massachusetts. I'm not against pastors running. I'm not at all. But what they say matters. Here's Raphael Warnick in 2011, cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
That is going to shock a lot of my friends in uniform who serve God and the military. Highest calling to lay down your life for your friend, for a fellow person. Highest calling. And then 2016, this one is the winner. Cut number 9.
We pray for the people of Cuba in this moment. We remember Fidel Castro, whose legacy is complex. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex. Kind of like America's legacy is complex.
His legacy is not complex. He's a communist killer. Read Armando Valladares, Against All Hope. Read any of the Cuban dissident literature. Talk to any Cuban American. His legacy is complex. His legacy is a communist killer, and his brother's a communist killer. Legacy complex. Rafael Warnock, you're a great pastor. Stay to pastoring. Do not go to politics. That is Relief Factor. I need Relief Factor after that. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. I'm sure they are gathering at Selena Zito's house in a socially acceptable and safe way as Christmas comes around. I bet you she's been baking pierogies or whatever they're called all weekend long. Selena, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, you. How are you?
Good. Am I right? Have you been in the kitchen all weekend long?
Yeah, it's that time of year, cooking and baking. It's pretty awesome.
You got some writing in there, too, and I love this Jack Mook character in the latest DCExaminer.com Selena Zito column. Jack Mook sounds like a saint, and he's a, what do you call him, a tough-nosed Pittsburgh detective? It sounds like the opening of a novel.
I know. His story is really amazing. He's now retired from the force. You know, he's young. He retired from course. When you think 49 is young, which I do, he's also a volunteer at a boxing gym, and there's these two little boys that kept coming into his place, and then all of a sudden they stopped coming in. So he went out looking for them and found they were like living out of the back of a truck half the time. The other time they were staying with foster parents who really didn't give it much about them. And long story short, he ended up taking them away from the foster parents, adopting them. This is a guy that was single all of his life, and changed their lives and for the better.
It reminded me of The Wire. I don't know if you remember that Baltimore City gritty television show where an ex-con opened up a gym for boys on the street, and lots of them learned to box. Lots of them got discipline and structure in their lives. But Jack Mook, he shut down. He opened up Jack's Boxing after he retired from the force, and Jack's Boxing has been closed by the government. And there are, unfortunately, millions of these stories. Yeah. Millions of these stories.
Yeah, that's what's really sad. This isn't, a one-off. This is going on all over the place. It's gyms, it's restaurants, it's bars, it's all kinds of small businesses that, have gone through one, two, and now three, four shutdowns, and they just, are barely making it. You're across the street from a large big box store where you see tons of people in there Christmas shopping, and you just sort of wonder about the fairness of it all, and even the logic of it all.
And the big government cannot do small things well. They can only use hammers. And if all you have is a hammer, everything's a nail. So people are going to sweat and exhale. They're all shut. And those poor gyms do not operate on a big margin. They represent people's. I just can't imagine what Jack Mook has invested in Jack's Boxing. I just can't. It's probably everything.
Yeah, absolutely. His whole entire retirement. It's sort of like that scene out of White Christmas with the inn, and he's invested all of his. The general's invested all of his retirement, and you know, he's pushed to the brink because of circumstances he can't control.
That's not White Christmas. That's Holiday Inn, Selena.
The Holiday. No. Holiday Inn was the other movie.
No, this is you're talking about Holiday Inn with the general.
Yeah.
That's not White Christmas. Holiday Inn.
So, I mean, and the same with restaurants and bars. They don't, especially small ones, they don't make a ton of money, you know. And now they're having to spend more money to make less money just to try to do takeout and delivery or be creative in any way that they can. And a lot of them are just shutting down, period.
Are we getting a yawn out of Selena Zito? Is that the first yawn I have ever heard in years of doing the show? Did you cook all night long? Or were you up rooting for the Browns last night, Selena? Is that what you were doing?
No, I didn't. Yes, I did yawn. I was cooking all night.
I knew it. Do you do the basement spread? I used to go over to the Mattiotti house, and the Mattiotti house had the basement spread, which was like fall into the city of golden in the treasure of the Sierra Madre. Cookies everywhere. Is that the Salino basement?
Yeah, you have to do cookies everywhere on folding tables, but you also have the ravioli and the homemade noodles. It's like an assembly line of carbohydrates.
Everyone could run a marathon. Do you do wedding soup?
Of course I do wedding soup.
Well, my friends in Middle-O's used to do wedding soup, and that's the only time I ever had. I guess I had it at the Pisa's in Somerville, Massachusetts as well. Tell people quickly what wedding soup is.
Wedding soup has a chicken base, but it also has little pastinas in it and meatballs and spinach and tiny chopped up carrots, and you can smell the chicken stock forever. It's an amazing.
Can you just send us a picture or two of the Zito basement or the Zito card room or the Zito banquet hall, whatever it's called? I can smell it from here. Selena, good to talk to you, my friend. Follow her over at Washington Examiner. Go read her latest on Jack Mook and Jack. Prayers for you. Don't go anywhere, America. I'll be right back. Hour number two of the December 21st Hugh Hewitt Show is straight ahead. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.